Well, it was just normal bus until we got to where the Darlington Stadium is.
We were supposed to go straight ahead, so like at the roundabout, but I think we took the third turn off instead.
Turned up, heading towards the bridge. Never been that way before, so we were like, oh, well, why are we going this way?
And then everyone was just sort of joking, like, oh, what if we don't make it under this bridge?
And then I heard one of my friends, Lewis, near the front. Like, I was about four from the front and he was about three from the front, and he started making a joke on.
I was sat quite near the front of the bus, and it was just quite surreal, like, seeing the like bridge come up, like, we were going towards the bridge, and we didn't really slow down at all. And
people were just, like, saying, like, dork and things like that. Like, I don't remember any defining moment where somebody shouted it, but I just remember everybody, like, I just remember the bridge, like, coming towards me.
And next thing we know, smack straight into the bridge, and there's all this metal covering my head. Just as soon as you open your eyes, it's just, like, a crash, like, and there's people screaming and crying. I didn't really know what was going on.
I turned around and seen, like, a few friends of mine with, like, blood down the face and things like that. And
look, and there was my friend. She was bleeding from the back of her head.
Well, first thought was just to try and get people off the bus. And, like, there was me and another friend of mine trying to get bags out of the way for people underneath the roof and things like that.
I just remember coming out the other side and, like, it was, like, just bright. And I just opened my eyes and I thought, well, what's actually happened? Like, there was about a minute, I think, where everyone was just looking around and thinking, well, what's happened? When
we had to crawl out of the bus because there wasn't enough head height for us to, like, do anything more than that. So there was, like, glass all over the floor. We were, like, taking all the rubble off our, like, because it all fell on us and stuff. And then we just were, like, we crawled out, and then we got to the staircase, and then there was just people helping us down the stairs, like neighbours and people that were in the cars. And
it was actually amazing. Like, as soon as you got off the bus, the neighbours came out and had the chairs, and they brought drinks and they brought blankets and everything. And emergency services were there straight away, like fire brigade, police, ambulances.
It was really nice because they brought, like, chairs and, like, drinks and things. A couple of people, like, took them into the houses if they were, like, a bit, like, shaking or whatever, which I think most people were. So it was really, like, helpful for them all. And there was, like, a doctor's surgery or something down the road, so loads of doctors came out from that to, like, check all the injured people and stuff.
I'm still astonished now every time I see a picture or think about, like, the moment when we smacked into that bridge. It's just amazing the fact that no one was actually seriously that hurt. Like, the worst is a broken collarbone, and that's just phenomenal when you consider when you look at the bus and the whole top deck has came off. It could have so easily been much worse.
I feel okay today. I went back into college yesterday, but I was still quite shaking all of my lessons because I just thought, if I sit around and do nothing, I'm going to think about it and think about it. But
I think I'm all right now, but you never know how you'll be, like, further down the line.
All I could think was that, like I was at the back of the bus, and I could so easily have died, and all of us couldn't, or, like, being really seriously injured. And it's just, it's crazy. Like, it's really, really hard to comprehend.